So let's mention what arrays look like. You declare arrays by giving the type of the elements of the array. In this case, suppose we want to create a one-dimensional array of integers. Let's call the name of the array vec. Then the type of the elements here is given as int. And the fact that we put one pair of square brackets indicates that this is a one-dimensional array. So you can put that in the order given here, int vec square brackets, or you can say int square brackets vec. Either of those is fine. Now that just declares the variable vec to have that type, a one-dimensional array whose elements are ints. If you actually want to create that array so that there is storage allocated for it, then you use the keyword called new. You say vec is a new int, and at that point you must specify what the size of the array is going to be. And in this example, 128. Of course, you can combine the declaration and the creation of the array if you wish. So this example showed creating an array of a primitive type, which is int. You can also create arrays of arbitrary composite types or objects. One of the types of objects in Java are threads. So for example, you could create an array of threads by just giving the construct new and then giving the name of the class that you wanted to create as the elements of the array. This is a little bit different from having an array of integers, because when you create the array of integers, since it's a primitive type, each element is an int is already created. When you create a composite type, when you say, create me a vector of threads, it only creates essentially a list of placeholders for the threads. Then for each individual one, you actually have to run the thread constructor, which is going to allocate all the space for that particular thread to have. But we'll be giving examples of that.